今天我们的经文是取自启示录二十章第十二节到第十五节。
And the message today comes from Revelation chapter 20 verses 12 to 15.
我们打开圣经启示录第二十章第十二节，我们一起来看。
Let's turn to our Bible to Revelation chapter 20 verse beginning verse 12.
启示录二十章第十二节，这里说：“我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。”以四海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And I saw the dead, and the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, in it. And death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged...every one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
我一个美国人、相信死后会到地狱。
Most Americans believe that after they die, theyOne American believed that after they died, they would go to hell.
就有120个美国人相信死后会到天堂。
For every one, there's 120 who believe that when they die, they would go to heaven.
啊，这说明大部分的美国人认为自己死后能够去天堂。
This shows that most Americans believe that after they die, they would go to heaven.
啊，这个是跟主耶稣在马太福音第七章所说的完全的相反。
And this is in opposition to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7.
主耶稣说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
那这两节经文说明说，这个灭亡的路是宽的。
And these two verses say that the road to destruction is wide.
灭亡的路是大的。
And the road to destruction is big.
很多人进去。
And many people go by it.
那么相对的永生的门是窄的。
Likewise, the gate to life is narrow.
啊，永生的门是小的。
The road is narrow, the gate is narrow.
很少人进去。
And few people enter it.
那无论如何，主耶稣劝勉人要进这个窄门。
But no matter what, Jesus exhorts men to enter through this narrow gate.
换句话说，人应当选择去天堂，不要去地狱。
In other words, men ought to choose heaven, not hell.
那为什么主耶稣说去天堂的人比去地狱的人少？
Why does Jesus say that there's fewer people who enter heaven than hell?
那主要的原因就是人选择活在罪恶当中。
Mainly because men choose to live in their sin.
因为这条路比较容易走。
Because this path is easier.
没有什么限制。
There's not much limitation.
那反过来说。
Opposite.
很多人要走这个永生的路的时候。
Many people as they're walking this eternal road.
啊，他们发觉到这条路不容易走。
They realize that this road is not easy.
啊，太多的限制。
There are too many limitations.
那天堂不是每一个人可以去的地方。
Heaven is not a place where everyone can go.
啊，不必做任何的事情就可以到那里去。
It's not the default place where you don't have to do anything.
人不能够去天堂，除非这个罪的问题得到解决。
Man cannot enter into heaven unless the problem of their sin is taken care of.
那其实地狱才是人不服行义务的目的地。
And actually, the hell is a place where it's a default location where you don't have to do anything to enter.
英文翻译成 default location。啊，就如好像我们用电脑的时候。
It's just like when you're using the computer.
啊，你不需要做任何的调整。
You don't have to adjust anything.
啊，一切都安定好了。
Everything's settled.
只要你把这个电脑打开，啊，你就可以使用了。
You just turn on your computer and you can use it.
那同样的人不需要做任何的事情。
Likewise, men do not need to do anything.
啊，只要他不悔改，相信耶稣。
As long as they do not repent and believe in Jesus.
那他就可以到地狱去。
Then he's heading for hell.
那 C.S. Lewis 讲了这句话。
And C.S. Lewis have this quote.
他说到地狱最安全的路是一条逐渐的路。
The safest road to hell is a gradual one.
啊，平软的斜坡。
The gentle slope.
柔软脚底下的地面
，soft underfoot，
没有突然的转弯
，without sudden turnings，
啊，没有里程碑，里程牌
，without milestones，
没有指示牌
，without signposts。
那提到这个天堂，让我们来看地狱。
So, as we speak of heaven, let's look at hell.
那么到底地狱是怎么样的一个地方
？What kind of place is hell?
刚才我们看今天早上我们看那段经文有描述到地狱的情况。
And the passage that we read speak of the situation of hell.
我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前案卷展开了并且另有一卷展开就是生命册。
And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life.
死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds.
以死海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。他们都照个人所行的受审判。
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds.
那死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
那么圣经形容地狱是一个火湖。
The Bible describes hell as a lake of fire.
为那些名字没有记在这个生命册上的人所预备的。
Prepare for those whose names does not appear in the book of life.
啊，地狱。圣经说是一个很可怕的一个地方。
The Bible tells us hell is a terrible place.
那么当主耶稣谈到这个掰指的比喻的时候
，and when Jesus was giving a parable，
啊，他说人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从那国里挑出来，丢在火湖里，在那里必要哀哭切齿的。
The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks, and those who commit lawlessness, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. And that, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那主耶稣在路加福音第16章用了一个比喻来讲到这个天堂跟地狱的区别。
And Jesus used a parable in Luke chapter 16 to describe the difference between heaven and hell.
那比喻里谈到一位财主还有一个人名叫拉萨路。
And in the parable, it's about a rich man and Lazarus.
那财主因为在地上没有信耶稣，因此他生在这个阴间。
And the rich man, because while he was on earth, did not believe in Jesus, so he was thrown into hell.
那么拉萨路。 他信了耶稣，因此他生在这个乐园。
And Lazarus, because he believed in Jesus, he was in paradise.
然后圣经告诉我们，财主在阴间受苦。
And the Bible tells us that the rich man was suffering in hell.
而拉萨路却在乐园与主同在。
But Lazarus was with the Lord in paradise.
所以拉萨路他在阴间里面受那种痛苦。 拉萨路不是财主在这个阴间受苦。
So the rich man, as he suffered in Hades.
那所以他这么说。
So he said.
就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉萨路来，用指头尖沾点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”
So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire.
所以极其痛苦，所以财主这个财主感到非常的痛苦，因为他身在这个火焰当中。
And so the rich man was in agony because he was suffering because he was in the midst of fire.
我们身在一个高温的地方是很难受的。
Being in a place with high temperature is not comfortable.
我不晓得你有没有曾经经历过身在一个高温的一个地方。
I don't know if you've ever been to a place where it had high temperature.
1981年在德州的夏天可以说在有史以来是其中一个最热的一个夏天。
In 1981 in Texas, it was one of the hottest summers that they had.
那么当时我在那边念大学。
At that time, I was studying there.
将近 一个半月的时间,
About a month and a half.
那温度超过110华氏度,
the temperature consistently were above 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
那我还记得早上6点多的时候是90多度。
And I remember in the mornings it was already 90 degrees.
那刚好我又住在一个没有冷气的一个房子里面。
And I lived in a house without AC.
啊，真是热到半死。
So it was very uncomfortable.
那我的室友经常躺在那个浴缸里。And
my roommate often just laid in the bathtub.
啊，来凉凉他的身体。To
cool off.
就好像财主要求亚伯拉罕差拉萨路来用这个指头尖来尖沾一点水来凉凉他的舌头。Just
like the rich man's request to ask if Lazarus could come and dip the tip of his finger in water to cool off his tongue.
那只有110度已经受不了。That
was only 110 degrees and it was very unbearable.
那么在加州的东部有一个地方叫做死亡谷。And
the eastern part of California, there's a place called Death Valley.
那可以说是全美国一个最热的一个地方。It's
one of the hottest places here in the States.
在这个死亡谷里面还有一个地方叫做火炉溪。And
in Death Valley, there's a place called Furnace Creek.
在1913年7月10号的时候，这个地方的温度高达134度。And
in July of 1913, there's a place, this place reached 130 plus degrees.
那身在这种这么高温的地方已经非常难受了。It's
very unbearable to be in such a place.
我想地狱的温度是不可以想象的。So
the temperature in hell is unimaginable.
那就好像财主他在这个阴间里面所经历到的。
Just as what the rich man was experiencing in hell.
所以在以赛亚书33章第14节这么说。
So in Isaiah 33 verse 14 it says.
他说：“锡安中的罪人都惧怕，不敬虔的人被瘴疠抓住。我们中间谁能与吞灭的火同住？我们中间谁能与火？” 与永火同住呢?
Sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with continual burning?
那财主不但不能够实现他的要求,
and the rich man, not only can he not receive what his request,
他也不能够离开这个痛苦的地方,
he could not depart from this place of suffering.
那他后来对亚伯拉罕说,
then he told Abraham,
他说, 我主啊, 即是这样, 求你打发拉撒路到我父家去, 因为我还有五个兄弟, 他可以对他们做见证, 免得他们也来到这个痛苦的地方。
He answered, then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
所以这个比喻形容到地狱是一个非常可怕的地方。
So this parable describes hell as a terrible place.
那么除此之外, 也警告人在地上要把握机会相信耶稣。
And besides this, it warns people to take their opportunities here on earth to believe in Jesus.
不然的话, 永远就没有机会了。
Otherwise, there is no more opportunities.
那么世上每一个人生下来,
in this world, every man is born.
死后, 只可以去一个地方,
there's only one destination after they die.
不是天堂, 就是地狱,
either heaven or hell.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音第五章第28-29节说,
because Jesus says in John chapter 5 verses 28-29,
他说你们不要把这事看作稀奇, 时候到到, 还在坟墓里的, 都要听见他的声音, 就出来, 行善的复活得生, 作恶的,
do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
那这两节经文说明当主耶稣再来的时候,
these two verses explain that when Jesus comes again,
所有的人,
every person,
信耶稣的,没有信耶稣的,
those who believe in Jesus, those who do not believe in Jesus will rise from the dead.
面对主耶稣的审判,
and face the judgment of Christ.
得救的人去天堂,
those who are saved will go to heaven.
不得救的人将会去地狱,
and those who are not saved will go to hell.
我出生在一个民间信仰的社会里面,
I was born into a culture with folk religion.
然后因此我从小的时候就听到地狱这个名词。
So I have heard the term hell all my life.
那民间信仰把地狱形容为一个很可怕的一个地方。
And the folk religions describe hell as a terrible place.
那里有很多很可怕的鬼。
There are many scary ghosts there.
戴着又高又尖的帽子, 有没有看过?
They have tall pointy hats.
他们的舌头长长的。
And their tongues are really long.
看到都感到害怕。
And when you see them, you're scared.
地狱还分成好多层的。
And then they divide hell into many levels.
第一层是为那些罪没有这么重的那些人预备的。
The first level is prepared for those whose sins aren't that great.
那18层地狱是为那些罪很重的人所预备的。
And the 18th level is for those whose sins are great.
那民间信仰相信这个地狱的存在。
And folk religions believe the existence of hell.
而且地狱是一个很可怕的一个地方。
And it is a scary place.
那可是也有人否认地狱的存在。
But many people deny the existence of hell.
他们说如果神是爱的话, 神不会把人送去地狱的。
They said that if God is loving, he would not send people to hell.
也有人认为我们不应该谈到地狱。
And there are people who believe that we shouldn't speak of hell.
因为当我们谈到地狱的时候, 表示你没有爱心。
Because when you speak of hell, that means you don't have love.
那其实我们向人传福音的时候, 我们应当提到地狱。
But when we preach to people, we should mention hell.
因为地狱是一个真实的一个地方。
Because hell is a real place.
悔改相信耶稣的人到天堂。
Those who repent and believe in Jesus go to heaven.
不信耶稣的人到地狱。
Those who do not believe in Jesus go to hell.
这个是圣经所说的。
This is what the Bible teaches.
那主耶稣经常提到地狱。
And Jesus often mentions hell.
那他说这个地狱是一个真实的地方。
He speaks of hell as a real place.
在马可福音第九章四十八节说。
In Mark chapter 9 verse 48.
他说在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Where their worms does not die and the fire is not quenched.
那么主耶稣在马太福音第八章十二节说，那些不得救的人被赶到外边黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
And in Matthew chapter 8, verse 12, it says, those who are not saved will be thrown outside into darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那主耶稣说，地狱也是一个永恒的一个地方。
And Jesus also speaks of hell as an eternal place.
在马太福音25章46节说。
In Matthew chapter 25 verse 46 it says.
他说这些人要往永刑里去，在那里义人要往永生里去。
Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
所以不论去地狱或者去天堂。
So either go to hell or go to heaven.
这两个地方是一个永恒的地方。
These two places are eternal.
那世上有不少的人以为人死后什么都没有了。
There are many people who believe that after they die, there's no more existence.
那么但是圣经说，就是主耶稣说，他说一个人死后，他将会从死里复活过来。
But the Bible tells us that after a man dies, he will rise again.
受到神的审判。
And be judged by God.
然后得救的人去天堂。
Those who are saved will go to heaven.
不得救的人去地狱。
Those who are not saved will go to hell.
啊，这个是圣经讲得非常清楚的。
This is something that the Bible speaks of very clearly.
那主耶稣在这个财主拉撒勒的比喻说明地狱和这个世界是有深渊限定。
Jesus through the parable of Lazarus tells us that
there's a
separation between heaven and hell.
那活着的人啊，不能跟死去的人沟通。
And those who are living cannot communicate with the dead.
那还有这个比喻告诉我们，这个地狱是一个非常可怕的一个地方。
And the parable also tells us that hell is a terrible place.
啊，不只是可怕，而且是真实的。
It's not only a terrible place, but it's also a real place.
所以圣经警告人不要去哪里。
So the Bible warns us not to go there.
因为地狱是一个非常可怕的地方。
Because hell is a terrible place.
虽然可怕，也有人选择去那边。
Even so, people choose to go there.
主要的原因，他们选择去那边，是因为这条路又宽又大。
The main reason is that because this road is big and wide.
所以圣经讲得很清楚，人死后不是去天堂就是去地狱。
So the Bible is very clear that after a person dies, he either goes to heaven or he goes to hell.
那去天堂或者去地狱，关键就是要看一个人在世上所做的决定。
So whether they go to heaven or hell, depends on the decision that they make here on earth.
啊，这个宇宙里有这么多的星球。
There are so many, stars and planets here on Earth, in the universe.
那目前呢，我想只有地球是有人的。
Currently, as we study, it only appears that Earth is the only place with people.
啊，是人可以居住的地方。
The only place where man can exist.
地球是每一个人生下来一个路过的一个地方。
Earth is a place that we pass through after we are born.
每一个人将来将要到一个地方，不是地狱就是天堂。
And so everyone eventually will end up in one place or another, heaven or hell.
那所以地球是天堂和地狱路过的一个地方。
So the earth is only a place where we pass through.
A transit point, 英文我把它翻译成。那比如说你飞回中国台湾或者香港或者其他的地方。
Let's say you fly to China, Taiwan, or other places.
那你必须要飞到洛杉矶、旧金山或者纽约。
You need, you need to fly through another, to another city first, like LA or New York or Dallas.
啊，再把转机，然后飞到这个目的地。
Transfer plane there before you go to your final destination.
其实，这个地球是我们转机的一个地方。
So, the Earth is just our layover point.
啊，转机到天堂或者转机到地狱。
We go through here in order to go to heaven or hell.
然后到天堂或者地狱就要看我们在地上所做的决定。
And whether you go to heaven or hell depends on the decision that we make here on earth.
而不是等到我们到天堂的门口或者地狱的门口才做决定。
And we don't wait until we go to the gate of heaven or gate of hell to make that decision.
所以启示录二十章谈到这个末日的审判。
So in Revelation chapter 20, it speaks of the judgment at the end.
啊，很清楚的说明，只有那些人名字要记在生命册上的，才可以进入永生。
It's very clear that it's only those people whose names are written in the book of life can enter into eternal life.
名字没有记在生命册上的，被扔在这个火湖里。
And the names not written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire.
有一位这个职业的这个歌星，他的名字叫做 Ruth Anna Maska.
There is a professional singer whose name was Ruth Anna Maska.
那有一次他被邀请去为一位很富有的一个富翁的婚礼做演唱。
One time she was invited to sing at a wedding of a very wealthy individual.
那这个婚礼是在西雅图的 Columbia Tower 这座楼最高的地方举行。
And the wedding was to happen at Columbia Tower, which is the highest building in Seattle.
所以 Ruth Anna 跟她的丈夫 Roy感到非常的荣幸和兴奋。
So Ruth Anna and Roy were very excited about this.
因为被邀请到这么大的场面去演唱。
Because she was invited to this a great situation to sing.
这个是很难得的一个机会。
This is a very rare occasion.
婚礼跟这个婚宴办得非常的隆重。
And the wedding and also the wedding feast were a very great occasion.
招待员以这个山珍海味而不寻常的饮料来招待来宾。
And the most exotic food and drinks are served.
新郎和新郎站在布置的非常漂亮和高贵的场面来欢迎这些贵宾。
And the bride and groom are doing very a grand occasion to welcome all the guests.
那过了不久，主持人就宣布这个婚宴开始。
And after a while, the MC declared that the things are about to start.
那新郎跟新娘就进入这个宴会厅。
And the bride and groom enter the hall.
那跟着就是贵宾们。
And then all the guests.
那在那个门口招待员这个招待员他们手上拿着一个册子。
And the ushers had a list of names.
那么进去的贵宾他们的名字必须要记在这个册子上。
And everyone entering, their names have to be written on that list.
所以 Ruth Anna 跟她的丈夫来到门口的时候。
And when Ruth Anna and her husband, came to the door.
所以招待人就问，请问贵姓大名。
The usher asked, what is your name?
他说，我是 Ruth Anna Maska, 这个是我的丈夫 Roy.
And she said, I'm Ruth Anna Maska, and this is my husband Roy.
那招待员就在这个册子上找他们的名字。
And the usher looked for their names.
但却找不着他们的名字。
But he could not find their names.
所以招待员就对他们说，请你拼你的名字。
And so the usher said, please spell your name.
什么 Ruth Anna 就一个一个字母的拼她的名字，她丈夫的名字。
And Ruth Anna carefully spelled out her name letter by letter.
但是他们的名字没有出现在这个册子上。
But their names did not appear on the list.
所以招待员就对他们说。
And the usher said,
很对不起，你们的名字没有在册子上。
I'm sorry, but your names are not written here.
所以 Ruth Anna 说没有什么差错吧。
And Ruth Anna asked, is there a mistake?
所以我是歌星，我被邀请来在今天晚上做这个演唱的。
She said, I'm a singer and I was invited to sing.
那招待人就回答说
And the usher said,
不管你是谁。
It doesn't matter who you are.
名字没有记在这个生命册上的都不能够进去。
If your name is not listed here, I cannot let you in.
那招待人就把他们带到这个电梯的门口。
So the usher brought them to the elevator.
然后这个电梯把他们送到楼下的停车场。
And they went down to the parking lot.
那 Ruth Anna 丈夫就问那到底是发生了什么事。
And then Ruth Anna's husband asked, what happened?
那他就回答说
And she said,
他说当我收到这个邀请的时候
When I received the invitation,
我很忙我没有回调
I was very busy, I did not reply.
我没有想到我必须要回调
I didn't think I had to reply.
何况我又是当天的这个演唱的歌手
Also, I was supposed to sing.
那个时候 Ruth Anna 哭了
And then Ruth Anna cried.
因为他失去一个非常宝贵的一个机会。
Because she lost out on a precious opportunity.
那同样的，很多人好像 Ruth Anna 一样。
Likewise, many people are like Ruth Anna.
生活很忙。
They're very busy with life.
追求世界上的事情。
And they seek after the worldly things.
而错过了人生里面一件很重要的事情。
But they miss out on a very important thing in life.
也就是离开这个世界的时候所要去的地方。
And that is the place that they're heading towards when they leave this world.
那福音书里面记载了主耶稣想所说的两个类似的比喻。
And in the book of the Gospels, it records two similar parables.
一个是记载在马太福音第二十二章的。
One is Matthew chapter 22.
另外是记载在这个路加福音第十四章。
The other one is in Luke chapter 14.
那记载在马太福音这个比喻描述到一位王为他的儿子摆设这个娶亲的宴席。
In the one in Matthew describes a king who has a banquet for his son.
并且邀请那些被招的人来赴席。
And he asked those who were invited to come to the feast.
那记载这个路加福音的比喻描述到一个人摆设一个大宴席。
And Luke describes a man who had a great feast.
而且邀请了很多人来参加。
And he invited many people to come.
在马太福音的比喻经常被称为是这个婚宴。
And oftentimes the one in Matthew is described as the parable of the wedding feast.
而在这个路加福音被称为是一个大宴席。
And in Luke is the great feast.
那么这些人都被邀请。
These people were invited.
有些人受了主人的邀请。
Some people who were received the invitation.
也有些人拒绝主人的邀请。
They came, but others rejected.
那拒绝的人有不同的借口。
And there are different reasons for people who reject the invitation.
我买了一块地，也必须去看看。
I have bought a piece of land and I need to go out and look at it.
请你准我辞了。
Please consider my excuse.
又有一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。
And another one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out. Please consider me excused.
那又一个说，我才娶了妻，所以不能去。
And another one said, I have married a wife, and for that reason I cannot come.
其实今天也有不少人有这样的借口。
Actually, today many people have this similar excuse.
我是信佛的，我不需要信耶稣。
I believe in Buddha, I don't need to believe in Jesus.
那如果我信耶稣的话，我死后到天堂，但是我的父母亲又没有信，怎么办呢？
If I believe in Jesus and I go to heaven, how about my parents?
有时候我会听到自己认为自己是基督徒的人，基督徒的人所说的。
And sometimes I hear from those people who consider themselves Christians.
等我退休之后再侍奉神吧。
After I retire, then I will serve God.
我的生活非常的忙。
My life is very busy.
忙得透不过气来。
I cannot even breathe.
因此我没有时间侍奉神。
So I don't have time to serve God.
更不用说读经祷告。
And no time to read the Bible or pray.
其实不少的人拒绝耶稣所带来的天国。
So, many people reject the heaven that is brought here by Jesus.
原因是因为他们被这些属世的事情缠绕着。
Because they are entangled by the worldly things.
就好像主耶稣所说那个比喻撒种的比喻一样。
And just as a parable of the sower.
那其中的一个种子被撒在这个这个荆棘里面。
And some of the seeds were planted amongst the thorns.
被这个荆棘挤住了。
They're choked out by the thorns.
所以撒在这个荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来又有这个世上的私利、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
那世上有不少人听了这个天国的福音。
And so there are many people in this world who have heard gospel of the heaven.
因为生活上的忧虑。
But because of the worries of this world.
财富的诱惑。
And the deceitfulness of wealth.
使到他们不能够享有这个天国所带来那个丰盛的生命。
They cannot receive the fruitful life that comes from heaven.
所以有很多人被邀请来信耶稣。
And so many people were invited to Jesus.
但是也不少的人拒绝耶稣所带来的这个救恩。
But a number of people refused and reject the salvation that is from Jesus.
也有不少的人听了天国的福音。
And there are many people who hear the gospel.
接受这个福音进入这个教会。
They receive the gospel and enter the church.
但是这些听了福音的人。
But those who have heard the gospel.
这些进入教会的人。
Those who come to church.
不是每一个都活出这个敬虔和圣洁的生活。
Not everyone lives out a godly and holy life.
在生命里面没有接触这个属灵的果子。
And they are unfruitful.
这些人的生命没有改变。
These people's life have not changed.
跟以前的生命一模一样。
Their life is exactly the same as before.
没有表现出一个新的生命。
They have not exhibited a new life.
那么当审判的日子到来的时候。
When the day of judgment comes.
那他们将会面对这个火湖的审判。
They will face the judgment of hell.
每一个人只有一条路可以选择。
Every man has one path to choose.
一条就是天堂。
Either heaven.
另外就是地狱。
Or hell.
信耶稣得救悔改的人到天堂。
Those who believe in Jesus and repent, they go to heaven.
不信耶稣的人将会到地狱去。
Those who do not believe will go to hell.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet, be quiet before God and meditate on today's message.
每一个人都要面对死亡。
Every person will face death.
这是一个很现实的一件事情。
This is a reality.
但是圣经也说，一个人离开这个世界，不是到天堂，就是到地狱。
And the Bible tells us that after we leave this world, we either go to heaven or we go to hell.
我不晓得你的目的地是在哪里。
I don't know where your destination is.
但我是盼望是天堂。
But I hope it's heaven.
让我们在神的面前来审查自己的生命。
Let us come before God and examine our lives.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你光照我们的心。
Please enlighten our hearts.
让我明白你的旨意。
So we may understand your will.
也让我明白你所说的。
And understand what you're saying.
做一个很明确的一个选择。
And to make a clear decision.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.